On June 18, 2009, Lisa Reed of Bath Ironworks spoke as part of a panel on Maine's ability to execute renewable ocean energy projects. This was part of Ocean Energy 09, held at the Semisette Resort in Rockport, Maine. Ms. Reed's remarks follow a brief introduction of the panel.
The third panel is Maine's ability to execute. Lisa Reed is here today. She's the project manager for the industrial products and services for Bath Ironworks. She's going to talk about Maine's construction and workforce capabilities. Parker Hatlock is here, the project for project development for Chinbrook Corporation. He will discuss Maine's construction and workforce capabilities. And John Henshaw is the executive director of the Maine Port Authority. He'll speak about our ability, both with ingress and egress from our ports, to provide what's needed here in the state of Maine. And finally, Martin Grimness, who's president of Harbor Technologies. He'll talk about Maine's composite industry. Lisa?
Thank you. Good morning. I'd just like to quickly give in a couple minutes synopsis of what Bath Ironworks does, what we have to offer, and why we're interested in ocean energy. Bath Ironworks is a full-service shipyard. We've been delivering highly complex modules and units to both the U.S. Navy and commercial customers for over 120 years. We're part of General Dynamics, which is one of the world's largest defense contractors. Probably our biggest resource is our workforce. We have over 5,500 employees, 1,000 of which are in our design and engineering division. We are made up of naval architects, electricians, shipbuilders, ship fitters, pipe fitters, painters, welders. Those are just a few of the categories that help define this skilled workforce. We're located in Bath, Maine, which is about an hour south of here. Many of you probably drove by our facility on Route 1 when you were going across the bridge from Bath to Woolwich, and you've probably seen the red and white striped crane that is the forefront of our facility. Probably one of the other biggest thing other than our workforce is our facilities. In the last 10 years, with the support of the state of Maine, as well as our customer, the U.S. Navy, we've been able to invest over $400 million into our facilities. The land level transfer facility is the newest thing that you'll see. It is three building positions, which enables us to assemble, integrate, test, and then transfer into and out of the water large products and ships. Our land level transfer facility is completed by our 26,000-ton dry dock, and that enables ships up to 860 feet long and 105 feet wide to be put into or out of the water. The Ultra Hull facility, which was just opened a couple years ago, is a 26,000 square foot undercover facility that enables units up to 5,000 tons to be built indoors in a climate controlled environment, which as many of you know, although it's been beautiful the last 2 days, the winters in Maine can be a little bit harsher. Many people have asked me this week, why is Bath Ironworks interested in ocean energy? And the reason is obvious. Everybody's been talking about all the amazing resources that we have here, both offshore wind and tidal. But we also have existing industry and infrastructure here, and it's available today. Bath Ironworks is not at its maximum capacity. Of those three building positions that I mentioned on the land level, only two of them are in use, and we're not doing 24-hour shifts, which we could also increase to. At times, we've had over 10,000 employees. So we are excited about the resources that are here in Maine, and we want to use our capabilities and help Maine become a leader in ocean energy.